أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One of the ayat of Surah Al-Hadid that I absolutely adore is ayah number 21, where Allah says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. سابقوا is to compete or race or to run, to hasten. He says, hasten to the forgiveness from your Rabb. And he adds on, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعْرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and to the heavens or the gardens whose extensiveness is like the extensiveness of the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, and it is prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah gives the grace to whom He pleases, and He is the Rabb of mighty grace. So where do we start? How do I race towards forgiveness? The Prophet was asked, and he said, say, I seek forgiveness from Allah. Literally, astaghfirullah. And the man said, what if I repent and then I do it again? The Prophet said, whenever you commit a sin, ask Allah's forgiveness. He said, but then my sins will override it. And the Prophet said, Allah's pardon is far greater than that. So continue to ask for forgiveness ceaselessly until you stop doing that which is wrong. Imam Ali al-Islam says, I wouldn't worry about a sin for which I have been given enough respite to be able to pray a 2-rakat salah for forgiveness of it. You know, with every salah, after Fajr, 2 rakats forgiveness. In between Zuhr and Asr, 2 rakats forgiveness. In between Maghrib and Isha. It's amazing what it can do. Because Imam Ali continued to say, anyone who commits a sin, then does wudu, prays 2 rakats in Salah, asking for forgiveness, will be forgiven. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and he quoted the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, this is Surah number 4, ayah 110, where Allah says, وَمَا يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمَ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ يَجِدَ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whoever does evil or acts unjustly to himself, then asks forgiveness of Allah. See, it says, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ. He will find Allah غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, forgiving and merciful. There must be a sincere intention not to do the wrong again. I love some of these ahadith. Imam Sadiq says, when someone repents with sincerity, Allah loves him and covers up his faults in the dunya, in the world, and in the hereafter. And he was asked, but how? He says, Allah sends down 2 angels who forget the sins that they have written down in His record of deeds. He inspires His limbs to hide His sins. He inspires the various corners of the earth to hide whatever sins He committed there. So when the time comes from Him to meet His Rabb, to meet Allah, He meets Him with nothing to bear witness against Him about the sins that He committed. My goodness, where would we find such a merciful Rabb? Imam Ridha says, perfume yourselves with the fragrance of seeking forgiveness, lest the stench of sins pollute you. And as a child, I remember when I stood up for Salah and used to have to wrap my chador or the covering over me. My grandma used to tell me, when you wrap yourself up, it's like wrapping yourself in the forgiveness of Allah. And that just made me want to wear that chador again and again and again. Imam Ali says, I wonder, I'm amazed at the person who despairs of Allah's mercy, even though he holds the eraser of sins in his hands. And when he was asked, what is the eraser of sins? He said, simply seeking forgiveness. When I was a child, my father commissioned 2 brooches for me. And these were angel wings. And he placed one on my right shoulder and one on my left shoulder. And this is the ahadith that he told me. This is from Imam Sadiq, but it comes from the Prophet, who said, the angel on the right-hand side is in charge of recording good deeds. He has the upper hand over the angel on the left-hand side, who is in charge of writing evil deeds. So when somebody commits a sin, the angel on the right says to the angel on the left, don't be hasty in writing down his evil deed. Give him respite for 7 hours. If after 7 hours he still hasn't asked for forgiveness, then go ahead and write. And my father used to continually tell me, 7 whole hours. You just have to be cognizant of what you've done. If it's wrong, ask for forgiveness. But there's another element to forgiveness. What do we do when we've done something wrong to somebody else? And what about forgiving other people? And inshallah, we will look at those topics in the next few days. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq, that we may be able to ask forgiveness as soon as we realize that we've done wrong and able to correct them. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ